Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You know, after the game in Syracuse, they just dominated us on the boards and their ball movement. They just got a lot of good looks. So the one thing we wanted to try to do tonight was to just shore up our defense a little bit better, try to make it a little bit harder for them to get open looks. I thought our perimeter defense was good tonight, and, you know, they missed some shots. So, I mean, that's part of the game. Offensively, Elijah and Marek got us off to a great start, and we got control of the game early and just never let it up. So it was a great win after what just happened not very long ago in Syracuse.
How surreal of a moment is this for you right now, what's going on with
the program? It's really difficult. It's really, really hard. I'm hoping as a coach and a former player that these kids get to play. But I don't think we know the depth of what this is. It obviously is not a good look, what's going on, what happened to the rest of the world and now come here. I just don't know how we keep people safe, you know, because if kids go home, they're going to go out. You know, they're going to be in the community. It's difficult. It's difficult to know what the right thing to do is. But I think that my hope was that we could play the games. I mean, this could have been our last game, but my hope would be for the players to get to play the games that they've worked so hard to get to where they are.
Coach, you talked about how well Barama played tonight. He's really been good over the last five, six games. What are the little things or the specific things that he's doing to make him better?
You know, six games, seven games, well, I gave him a couple hints, and I should have told him those things earlier, right? I mean, I get it. No, he just started playing like that. I don't know what happened, honestly.
Welcome to the Q's Militia Podcast with those two unapologetically biased orange-blooded homers, Sean and Joe.
What's up, Q's Nation? Thanks for tuning in to the Q's Militia Podcast with Sean and Joe. If you like it, please share it. The universal handle for the socials is at Q's Militia. Go there, join the militia. We are the only Syracuse sports podcast centered on giving you, the fans, a voice of welcome. Happy Saturday. We are, obviously, some days late. Multiple, I guess. Right?
How happy is it?
Huh? How happy is it? It's not. It's not. Everything's awful. Everything's awful. Everything's weird. Everything's bizarre. Everything is awful.
Yeah. Not normal.
It's like the freaking Twilight Zone.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right?
This is supposed to be one of the best weekends of the year, right? As far as college basketball is concerned.
Yes, Selection Sunday is
tomorrow. I look forward to this. Yeah, you got all the championship games. Yeah.
Just bizarre. Just everything's weird. You know, we're trying to fill our time here watching the Syracuse UConn 6 overtime game from 2009. I think this has been on repeat.
For the fourth day in a row.
I think this has been on repeat since they announced everything. And I'm just...
I'm watching the UFC fight night. It's the only thing that...
With no fans.
Didn't get canceled. Yeah. No fans, but...
With no fans. I'm at one point, I'm like, well, you know what? At least there's the XFL, you know? And then, boom. And they just canceled the whole season. I know. And then I'm like, well, NASCAR's going to run without fans. I mean, it's fine.
And I was
fine.
Like, you know what? I can watch golf.
Yeah,
no,
then
but
they
NASCAR just
golf.
NASCAR suspended the next two races. So
yeah, I know.
They're racing tomorrow.
I know, but they started off by not having fans there. So, and then they just decided, well, we'll postpone these two races and go from there. And, you know, it's just odd.
I'm just about to pick up a part-time job, I think. I don't know what to do.
I know, right? This was our part-time job, and we were busy with it, right? And now we're like struggling. I had no motivation to even get this show together after a freaking wonderful win, you know? And, you know, honestly, a slight miscalculation on our part. Syracuse will actually finish the season off in dominant fashion as they wax the floor with the Tar Heels 81-53. And then Syracuse ends up finishing 7-0 in games in the second game of teams they've played twice.
Redemption games.
Yeah, redemption games. So a really good job. And, you know, it's like that was the last college basketball game played, if I'm not mistaken. Was there any West Coast games that were on after that?
No, I think there was a couple after.
Was there?
I think there was a Big East game that played till halftime the next day.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Creighton St. John's. Yep.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't even know that. Just freaking freakish. Well, listen, you know, hey, things could get a little weird. Things are sick and they're getting sicker. Okay. So what do you want to do? Got home security? If you don't, I got something for you. Look, you never know, Joe. You're looking at me funny, but you know, desperate times call for desperate measures, bro. And people can get desperate. So
I dare them.
I dare them as well. But you know, most of these people strike when you're not home. I mean, at least down here where, you know, I mean, most homeowners that I know own firearms. So I think that's a common thing. And so they strike when you're not home. And if they do, what are you going to do? You know, with home security, there's two ways you can go about protecting your home. There's the traditional way where you wait weeks for a technician to do a messy install that costs a small fortune. Or there's the other way, SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe is everything you need in a home security system. It's award-winning protection, two-time winner of the CNET Editor's Choice Award. SimpliSafe blankets your whole home in safety. You'll get comprehensive protection for your entire home. Outdoor cameras and doorbells alert you when anybody's approaching your home. Entry, motion, and glass break sensors guard the inside. You barely notice it's there, but what's truly remarkable is that you can set it up all by yourself. Anyone can do it. It only takes about 30 minutes to an hour tops, maybe hour and a half if you're Joe. And there's absolutely no trade-offs for your safety. You'll have an army of highly trained security experts ready to dispatch police to your home at a moment's notice 24/7. And it's only 50 cents a day, 50 cents a day. So it's about $15 a month, okay? With no contracts. That's the best part. You don't want to get locked into these freaking five-year contracts at $50 a month. It's insane. And you can get the coverage.
You.
Yeah, well, no, I did not sign anything on that. They kicked the guy out of my house, and that was that. But I could have been really bad. So, you know, you could sign up. You need it for a month. Maybe you're going to go on vacation for a couple weeks. You need it for a month. And you have it there if you need it. That's it. It's why The Verge calls SimpliSafe the best home security system. So go to simplisafe.com/team. That's SimpliSafe.com/team today. And you'll get free shipping and a 60-day risk-free trial. You've got nothing to lose. Now go to simplisafe.com/team. That's simplisafe.com/team. Thank you, SimpliSafe. We appreciate it. So anyway. All right. Well, there was some breaking news. I'm kind of glad that we kind of halted the show a little bit because we wouldn't have had a ton to talk about, you know, because we got some breaking news. And we'll do that after we talk about the UNC game. I know it's kind of old news, but we still got to kind of do it. So Garrison Brooks made a jump shot with 5:24 remaining in the first half, and that would be the last points in their first 20 minutes. From there, the Orange would go on a 15-0 run to finish off their first half, and let's be honest, it was pretty much it. That was it. UNC never got close. In fact, they never even led the good. The last time we played UNC, Garrison Brooks and Cole Anthony combined for 51 points. This time, just 23 points, which is actually less than either one of them scored individually in the previous game. So, a double-double for Sidibe, 12 points, 13 rebounds. You heard Coach in the montage. Sidibe has put together this string of games. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Never thought he would be able to do that this year by some of the play we saw earlier, and the whole team was just fantastic. So, and what was likely Elijah Hughes's last game, 9-for-20 from the field and finished with 27. Syracuse as a team shot 46.7% from the field. The bad. They didn't finish the ACC tournament. That's bad. The ugly.
They canceled the entire basketball season. And all you ass wipers out there hoarding toilet paper, that's ugly too. Okay, what's wrong with you people? What's the deal with the toilet paper? It's insane. What the hell's going on? I just need some toilet paper. Joe, the game. Elijah Hughes was on fire. It seemed like he couldn't miss. He's 5 for 5 from the line, 4 for 10 from three.
We all have to eat crow on that one, right?
Oh, absolutely. Buddy even did okay. You know, he's 2 for 4 from three. He played a good game. Let's talk about that for a second, because we didn't get raked over the coals, but people who listened mentioned it, and how you, I, and James, we all kind of just poo-pooed this game almost. And the reason being is because for me, I wasn't seeing anything, dude.
Right.
I just was going by what I was watching on the court. And of course, I believe, I always mention, hey, I know that they can win any game. I know that. And I do believe that. I just wasn't seeing it, man. This just was, they had a bad night. UNC had a bad night. We had a good night. That's what it takes.
Well, I think a lot of it does have to do with what you talked about, being 7-0 with redemption games. Obviously, being able to see a team and being able to game plan for them, it works as far as 2-3 zone goes. And we did catch North Carolina kind of on one of those nights as to why they are or were where they were. They did have close games, and yes, they did have injuries, but there was a lot of games that they played and came out like this, and it was never really close. So, yeah, surprised, definitely. But when you see Sidibe and the way that we were, Guerriere rebounding, and the way we were playing and the way we were making shots, and Elijah coming out and feeling like he was like slighted for not being ACC Player of the Year, you could tell pretty early that we were going to definitely be in a good position to win that game. And then when we came out and got that 15-0 run right before halftime, I was still nervous at halftime, but it would have taken a lot to come back from that.
Yeah, I was still nervous, too, just because, you got a whole nother half of basketball left. You never know what can happen in a locker room, and we've seen it before. And, in fact, in most of the games that Syracuse won in the ACC, they were actually up ahead they had a pretty significant lead, and then they actually got cut. And then the games ended up being really close, a lot of them, at the end. So that was a trend that we saw all year. But, it was really apparent, that UNC was frustrated. Cole Anthony was frustrated. It was just they were just wearing it on their sleeve, and, for basically a home game for them too, which, it's unfortunate they couldn't capitalize on that. But I think that bodes well, like we said, for Syracuse all year. And this being their last game, it was not knowing what was going to happen. And thinking maybe, it's possible this could be their last game. I think you and I talked almost right after
that. Well, it was bittersweet for sure, obviously, knowing that we had a chance to maybe Louisville may make the 8 team that we get the redemption on, right? So we looked good, and we looked like we were ready to maybe, again, give Louisville a game and maybe make this tournament interesting and maybe get back on the bubble talk. But just looking at the game when we looked at it, first time we played, they shot a ridiculous percentage. They beat us out. They out rebounded us 39-29 by 10. This time they only get it by 4, 42-38. And just the turnovers. They had 18 turnovers to our 8. We had 11 steals. Just those things. That's what we cleaned up. We cleaned up our defense. And to see our defense play like that again in the ACC tournament and then not be able to get a chance against a team like Louisville, seeing how we were playing, it was definitely tough, without a doubt.
Yeah. So, before we do some fan feedback, I just want to, we didn't have a proper send off because this happened so abruptly, but we want to just say thank you to all of you who listen, and we really appreciate you guys. We're not just blowing smoke when we say that. I know sometimes we talk about this, but the way this show has grown, especially within the past year and a half since last basketball season and football season, means a lot to us. We love coming here and doing this. That was one of the things that was really tough for me, actually, coming off this game and finding out basketball season was over, I thought a lot about, man, I love doing these shows. I have so much fun. I love going on Twitter with you guys and hanging out. And I just, you know, I love having James on and getting on here with Joe. And we just have a blast doing it. So we just want to thank you guys for listening, because it's, you know, we're just some couple kids from East Syracuse, man. And just happened to be, you know, having some fun. So we're blessed to be able to do it. So anyways.
Yeah. And it's unfortunate that the season got cut short. We still had games. So.
Yeah. And
we'll do our best to get back.
Yeah, we're going to get, obviously nothing's going to change here. We'll get back here. We were doing in the off season, we do about two episodes a month. And you know, we'll be still doing the same thing and coming back on when there's some news, and there's some news today. So, we're going to do some fan feedback and then we'll get into that.
It's time to hear from you. The Loud Mouths from the Loud House.
You guys know what to do. Next season, what you're going to do, next football season, what you're going to do is you're going to go to the socials after the games, ask for your thoughts. You give them. We read them. We talk about some of them on the show. Okay. So I haven't been through these, so I'm going to do this on the fly, which never works great, but could be entertaining. At ZW Rodburn. Nearly everything went right for the Orange and very, very wrong for the Heels. Hard to see this tournament continuing and or the NCAA tournament commencing, but it was fun to see tonight. Zach was feeling the same thing I was feeling, and like I was mentioning to what I was saying before, you know, to go out with a win, Joe, and not just get smothered is bittersweet. Yeah. You want to see him continue. They had more games ahead. We don't know what would have happened. But, it's just...
A lot of people at work down here, they gave me daps for Syracuse beating North Carolina. They were happy about it.
Yeah.
To couple up off what you were saying, Tim, top fan from Facebook, if the season ends with the Orange kicking UNC's ass, I'm good with that. So I think it was a situation where I think everybody wants to base on the NBA, and I think we saw the writing on the wall. And since then, we've seen everything kind of start to shut down, and I think a lot of people saw that coming. So I don't know about you, but I was like crossing my fingers the next day, just hoping to get to noon and have all the tournament games start and let it be normal. But of course, it didn't work out that way.
Nothing was normal on Thursday. Thursday was a weird day. I'll never forget. It was just everything was weird about Thursday. Mm-hmm. So,
we are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
At Tony Staffieri on Twitter, this team played so sick tonight, they will cancel the rest of the ACC tournament. Ding, ding, ding. Mm. Well, you called that one, Tony. Look, like, you know, just our point, we just kind of talked about it. But, you know, I would like to go out the way we did if it was going to happen, then with a loss and be like, ah, screw it, the season's over anyway. So, it is what it is, but let's see. You got one? Let me search.
Well, I got some about Docket. Robert, top fan from Facebook. Sidibe, thoughts? Awesome, great team win. Defense, defense, defense. And for God's sake, is there no doubt Docket's total UNC love? Jeez, that was nauseating.
I know. He's annoying.
Yeah. And to couple onto that,
But didn't he play for Duke?
I don't know who he played for. Top fan Chris from Facebook. Hey, I have an idea. Let's talk about North Carolina. Oh, I know. Syracuse is up by 20 points, but hey, I have an idea. Let's talk about North Carolina. Can they get back in this thing? And oh, I know. Syracuse is up by 15 points, but hey, I have an idea. Let's talk about Roy Williams' career. And then, oh, let's throw up some sentimental crap about the Boeheim family and neglect the fact that this Syracuse team has control of the game. The whole game. Huh?
The entire game. At SDallas2101 on Twitter, big men didn't foul out, so DB only needs 4 fouls tomorrow to break the all-time team record. I didn't know that, if that's true. Hughes is the best in the ACC. Mark plays balls out. Buddy played okay. JG3 going to keep improving and on the bigger stage. Best game of the year. Yeah, best game of the year, Joe. I would say, you know, our biggest win obviously was UVA statistically, but knowing what UNC went through this year, this was a big win. I mean, you can look and be like, oh, it's a 14 seed. Oh, you know, and there were some comments on Twitter and stuff like, oh, this, what a tough 14 seed. Oh, the feared 14 seed. But they were clicking, man. They were clicking. Yeah.
And we saw what they did against us. And again, we know our record against North Carolina how long has it been since we've beaten them? So again, to be able, and our struggles that we've had in the ACC tournament. So to couple all that into that and be undefeated in the redemption games and the way that we played on the road, because that was pretty much a road game this year. It was awesome. I mean, I know that it was unfortunate the way that the season ended and how everything stopped and canceled, but it was a great way to finish it.
Yeah. You got any more?
Yes. My brother Alex actually had a pretty good one. Defense played tough, and the offensive ball movement was terrific. If we play with the same energy against Louisville, then I think we have a shot. One game at a time, and they played like this isn't our last game this year. Stay hungry and go get it, Q's. And obviously that was before, you know.
Oh, yeah, that was all, you know, that night. But, yeah, I mean, when you look at that game and you're like, oh, well, we're going to play Louisville next, I mean, you think anything's possible. But I think we've kind of been saying that all year. I mean, we think they could beat anybody, even going into the Duke.
Well, I mean, Gerard had some great passes. He had 8 assists. Boeheim, he got his points in the second half. Obviously, Elijah played the way he did. And the way that Brahma and Dolzai passed to each other, and that, I mean, that was just awesome to see, man.
Yeah. One more from Twitter, at K Nabi Waniak. Waniak, at K. Man, Kyle, I'm just going to call I'm just going to call him Kyle from now on. Kyle, I'm sorry, buddy. To be fair, I believe in the old adage, it's tough to beat a team 10 times in a row. Do we think those were tears of joy by Garrison Brooks since this awful season is finally over for UNC? Go Orange, three more to go. So, yeah, I mean, they had an awful season, but they thought, you know, if you heard Cole Anthony's interview, there was an interview going around with Cole Anthony before the ACC tournament saying, you know, well, we think we can win this thing. I really think they thought they could. And I thought they could probably could. So yeah, I think Syracuse just crushed their hopes. And that's why with everything that happened, I'm okay. I'm better off with them. Obviously, this goes without saying that I'm happy with them winning on this note. You know, 28 points. That's not like this game was really never that close the way this game was being played. So right. Yeah, and they beat us 9 times in a row. Since we've been in the ACC, we're now 2-9 versus Roy Williams in the Tar Heels. So, you know, that had to stop at some point. They're not going to win every game, you know? So, you got anything else?
No, good.
Okay. All right, so a little bit of news here to finish off the show. And the first thing I saw from Matt Park, he had a he tweeted out leftover injury update. He says Orange center Barama Sidibe broke his nose on the play in the North Carolina first half, for which Cole Anthony received a flagrant foul. So he broke his nose on that play where Cole Anthony stuck the elbow to him.
Yeah, and I thought he did. I thought he might have. Anyway,
really?
When you saw that? Oh yeah, when you saw it, when it was right there.
Yeah, when you saw it, did not look good, especially in slow motion. But everything always looks worse in slow motion, so it's hard to say. But you know, he went on to make 2 free throws and finish the game. And they it's insane, dude. What an animal! What a savage this guy has become.
No, the last 5 games has really changed my perspective of this guy, for sure.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, he's a fighter, dude. He didn't give up. You know, he had his moments, but he didn't give up. There's not a lot of guys that are going to be playing with a crooked nose.
No. Well, dude, I mean, in 5 games, we went from, what's our big man situation to be next year to, we got Sidibe. We're going to be all right. Like, in 5 games.
Yeah.
That just happened.
Yeah, it's crazy. Right? We said it maybe in the last show, maybe.
Like in 5 games. Like now you're like, okay, well, if he plays like this, then we'll be okay, right?
Yeah. I mean, you look, and we talked about it. I mean, you think about Sidibe going in next year as a senior, and you feel confident about it, right? Like you feel good about that. I do.
Yeah. Well, the way him and Dolge have been playing together, yeah.
Yeah.
And Boeheim, he even mentioned that in his press conference.
Yep. Let's see. So, with that said, some bad news. Now,
we knew some of this was going to happen,
We knew some of this was going to happen, but this is what started it here. Bryson Goodine tweeted out, I would like to thank the Syracuse staff and fans for having me at the university this year. However, it is time for me to seek out a new beginning. Thank you, Syracuse. He's going to enter the transfer portal. And then this was yesterday, and then today dropped that Howard Washington and Jalen Carey will also probably do the same and follow him. And I've heard rumors about Robert Braswell. Now, I feel like there's a spot for Robert Braswell at some level on this team. But, I mean, to each his own, I'd be more upset with him leaving than the other guys. I mean, I felt like Bryson or Jalen needs to stay. They're both going to go, right? Or, I mean, even Howard Washington. But,
well, that's what I mean. Like, I think we still needed one of those guards to stay. I don't think Braswell is as important, keeping him versus at least one of those guards.
Yeah, because we went from being stacked at the guard position to being very thin.
Right.
Yeah.
And obviously, Jim Boeheim showed his hand, and Joe Girard and Buddy Boeheim are going to play 35-plus minutes. There's not going to be a lot of time out there unless you can outwork them or outplay them. And you saw the 3 guards leave.
Yeah.
I mean, 2 of them I don't think are 100% yet, but per report, usually that's pretty, right?
Yeah.
And I still don't see a spot for Robert Price, even if Elijah Hughes were to go, which I've heard nothing but just he's on the fence, so that's still not even 100% yet. But even if he does,
all right, stop there, time out. Could you imagine if he did stay though? If he was like, look, this is unfinished business,
And that's something to think about because, again, with this the way that this season ended and really not being able to get your, you know, your full licks in, I guess, you know, they might have, some people, this changes things, you know. Obviously I feel bad for the seniors that don't have that opportunity to get any eligibility back or replay this, but he's in a position where he didn't get the finish and he didn't really know where he was going to end up. And who knows if that changes his mind. So, you can only hope as a Syracuse fan, but even if he does, you still have the likes of Guerrier and Dolezal and who knows,
Woody Newton
coming in, what his situation is going to be. But I know that with all these guards leaving, it's going to put a lot of pressure on Kadari Richmond because he's just going to be, he's a combo guard. He's ranked 96 in the class coming in. You don't really ever know, but that would put a lot of pressure on him. So
who's the Harvard grad transfer that was considered in Syracuse?
Oh God.
Oh, I'm sorry. I put you on the spot. Was he a guard or was he a,
I think he's like a small fours shooting guard type.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'm just saying that would help.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he was the player of the year in the Ivy League as a sophomore, got hurt. So he still got a couple years eligibility and he's looking at six schools. And that's the one thing that I was going to say is I don't know how many players are available still in this class, but as far as JUCOs or grad transfers, this does put ourselves in a situation to be able to give us some flexibility.
We freed up scholarships now. So
right. We were talking about the having transfers, and I just don't think that anybody really imagined it was going to be at this scale.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, what do you think about Bryson? I feel like, I mean,
that was the most surprising one.
Yeah, as a freshman, I mean, he's going to get more of an opportunity next year. You know, he had the face mask issue. He's obviously gotten better with that. I think, you know, next year would have been totally different for him. And I know he's a talented guy, but I thought he'd be a little bit more patient about the circumstances that he went into, you know. He went into committing to Syracuse knowing they were heavy there. And no, he was going to have to fight for that spot. Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying.
He was more highly recruited than him, so.
Than Joe, you mean?
Than Gerard, yes, yeah. Sorry. So who knows how he feels? And nowadays, you don't really know. That's the difference. You're not in a kid's head anymore.
Well, I know that you had a lot of fans calling for Bryson over Joe a lot throughout the year. A lot. So.
Yeah. I mean, I can understand that, but again, with these kids now, when they see the writing on the wall where they're not going to get the playing time they think they deserve, then they're quick to transfer. And that's football and it's basketball.
Yeah.
So it's going to be tough in a situation where you're going to want to maybe build up some depth because there's a lot of kids nowadays where if they're not getting that playing time, especially if you're only going six or seven deep like Boeheim was, then they're going to go somewhere else.
It's just unfortunate. It doesn't put us in a horrible spot, but it does make things a little bit tricky. You know, you feel like you want one of those guys to stay, but it is what it is. Obviously, Joe and I wish them the best of luck. We know you do, and yeah. we always follow these guys when they transfer just to see how they're doing. So, you know, they're all talented guys. They're all talented guys. Just really tough fighting for that spot. This year especially. So, all right, Joe. Well, with everything going on, we've got a break from pretty much everything, bro. You know, schools are closing. I mean, it's like everything's apocalyptic. There's no freaking toilet paper anywhere. I mean, you're limited on how much water you can buy. And I mean, look, you know, it's a serious issue, but you know, we gotta just be smart about everything, obviously. But yeah. I mean, how do you see it? You know, coming into having spring football kind of push back and stuff like that. Is this? You think it's gonna affect like the starting time for football in the fall, or you think there's enough time to enough of a bumper to be able to do everything they need to do if they just hold off a little bit? So
I think that it all really depends on how people react to it.
Right.
As much as it's not really dangerous to most people, it's just how fast it can spread, right? So I think just if everybody does their part and just keeps themselves kind of away from huge crowds and being out in public when you don't need to be, unnecessary stuff, people just do your part. I think if we do that, then I think, I mean, obviously people are going to get it. It's going to play its way through. But the better we can help, I think the faster we'll see results and get back to normalcy. And that's really just all I got, man.
Yeah.
As much as I'm completely against that and I hate that being cooped up and stuff. But again,
it is what
I think
it is,
if everyone does their part and takes it seriously. And
yeah, I agree. I agree. It's tough. We're all going to know someone, if not get it ourselves, that has it or whatever. So it's going to be tough. And, you know, I think that I'm no expert. We're just spitballing here. But, you know, they're comparing. First of all, we started all of these canceling events and things like that quicker than anybody else did in their time period. Right. You know what I mean? You know, luckily, it pretty much came here last because.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because we've been able to watch it and kind of be a little bit more proactive about how we do the crowd thing and all that. We're seeing all the projections, like talking about, well, we're at where Italy was, you know, 2 weeks ago or whatever like that. But I don't know how we'll see, but I don't know how fair those comparisons are because they kind of strike fear in people because of how bad Italy is right now. But first of all, Italy's small. And second of all, their healthcare system's not the best, and it's easily overloaded. It's overloaded right now.
Well, and that's the problem.
Yeah.
And that's why we're doing what we're doing is because
exactly
this can just get transmitted so fast to where it's not necessarily the fact of that it's that much dangerous as much as we won't have the resources. And you have situations in Italy right now where they have to pick and choose between who they have to keep alive. And that's a tough situation. You never want to get to that point.
Yeah.
So again, that's why this is taken as seriously as it is. If everyone to catch it within a week or two, then all the doctor's offices and
that's why we're doing what we're doing. Yeah.
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 You just got to self-quarantine and just do your part because, I mean, you don't want to be the person that spreads that to somebody who might not survive, you know?
Yeah. You know, I got elderly grandparents.
Everybody does, right?
Yeah. So. My grandfather's got COPD. So that's one of the character traits it attacks and is, you know,
yep.
It's not good. So anyway, we're not experts. We're just obviously, you know, spitballing here. My sister works in hospice, so, you know, that's not, she's got to be to work. It's not a great place for her to be, you know, for anybody to be, but we thank all of my wife's a pharmacist. She's got to be to work. So we thank all the pharmacists, the doctors, the nurses, all of you. If there's any of you out there, we appreciate you. We know you got to do your job. There's no time off for you or self-quarantine for you. So we appreciate you. We'll get through it. Look, we will be back as news comes out. We will be back. We appreciate all of you guys. I want to thank you. I want to thank Simply Safe. When we find out more news going on with basketball, we're going to probably have James back on. Also, anything going on with football, let some of that build up, and we'll have Tyler back. So we'll have guests, and we'll make the off season a little bit less, you know, difficult to deal with, I guess. We'll do our part. We'll try our best. Not that this is something everybody looks forward to, but I do. Hell. So that's it for Joe. I'm Sean. We're out.
Thanks for listening to the Q's Militia Podcast, the fan's voice with Sean and Joe.